The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are very, very excited about our relationship with Omaha Steaks on the Mike O'Mara Show, and especially this time of year because, ladies and gentlemen, it is soon to be Father's Day.
Yay.
And we have read many articles about steak, and that's right. I will tell you right now, Dad says that it is steak, steak, steak. That's what he wants for Father's Day. We are joined now by a man much smarter than me. He is a fifth-generation owner of Omaha Steaks. He is a graduate of Wharton School of Business in Pennsylvania. He is a smart guy. And, you know, I was reading his bio, and it even says that he's a technology buff.
Oh,
and
nice.
He
wow.
knows a lot about computers and all the stuff that that I really stink at. So without further ado, let's welcome to the show Todd Simon from Omaha Steaks. Great to have you with us, sir. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Good. We're doing beautifully, and this is probably a relatively insane time of the year for all of you guys at Omaha Steaks because I think really, who doesn't want to give Dad a big bucket of meat for Father's
it's
Day?
It's the perfect
right
gift.
You know, what we found is that what dads want is to bring their families together on Father's Day. They love spending time with their families, and one of the greatest ways to do that is with a great meal, getting around the grill, bringing the family together, and there's no better way to do that than with Omaha Steaks. And we've got a huge selection of choices at omahasteaks.com and still plenty of time to deliver for Father's Day.
And I will tell you, when we first had the first Omaha Steaks package, what amazed me was the level of quality in everything you sell, because it really isn't always steak. It can be a variety. I know that just recently I enjoyed the meatballs that you include in your package. I've eaten the pork chops. I've eaten the apple tartlets. It's all fantastic. But when it comes to Father's Day in particular, it's cooking a good steak on the grill. Do you have any gifting tips that we could give people out there that want to surprise Dad?
I do for sure. So when we polled dads and asked them, you know, who wants steak for Father's Day, about two-thirds said that they wanted steak, and the steaks that they wanted most were filet mignons, T-bones, and ribeyes. Now, everybody's had filet mignons. It's a very popular steak. We decided to really go forward with the ribeyes and the T-bones this Father's Day. So we've got one package that's got two of our 18-ounce T-bones. Now, just contemplate that's more than a pound of meat, plus four brisket burgers. They're 6-ounce brisket burgers, which is a very large burger, four of our gourmet jumbo franks, and our signature steak seasoning, and that's for just $69.99 on omahasteaks.com or at any of our retail stores around the country, too. We have about 75 retail stores. You can go to the website and find the locations. We also have a Father's Day ribeye gift that features two of our 12-ounce ribeyes. Now, the ribeye is that classic, beautifully marbled, you know, gorgeous round steak. And it also has four of our boneless pork chops that you mentioned before, also four of our Omaha Steaks burgers, and four of our 3-ounce kielbasa sausages, plus the signature steak seasoning. And that's also $69.99. So a lot of opportunity, and there's stuff at every price point at omahasteaks.com.
That was one of the things I loved about it, because there are different price points. I have a before we go on, because I want to ask you about the grilling tips, because I know you're an expert in that area. As far as when you're talking about Omaha Steaks and a T-bone, what is the etiquette? I love T-bone steaks.
Yeah.
I truly do. And I love ribeyes. I love all steak. I love steak, and I love Omaha Steaks. When I finish with my T-bone, we know the configuration of that piece of meat. And I have to ask you this, Todd. What is the etiquette when I desperately want to lift the T-bone up to my mouth and gnaw on the bone. Is that kosher? How would you? I mean, you're the guy that runs Omaha Steaks. I have to ask you this: what's the etiquette with that? Am I being a complete rube if I do that, sir?
I do not believe you are. Now, my dad, who passed away unfortunately last September, was a jovial steak eater, and he loved to cook bone-in steaks. He cooked T-bones. Mm-hmm. He cooked bone-in strips a lot, and he would always pick up the bone and lamb chops also. He would always pick up the bone and gnaw everything off of it. And then we had a saying around our house, which is that you had to pass bone inspection before you could have dessert. Okay, so
I'm all in on that.
I am
all in on that. That is fine with me because that is seriously, since T-bones are part of this package, that's part of the pleasure. If you're really going to enjoy it, and you know, the sweetest meat, you know, cliche, but
it's
there
true,
it is. Before we let you go, you're a very busy man, very smart man, very successful man, all things I strive to be someday, maybe when I'm in my 60s. What are your grilling tips? I think I do an okay job, Todd, but I can always use a little help, and I would welcome any insight you would have about cooking your product, steaks, pork chops, T-bones on the grill. What are some tips you'd give us?
So all of these tips are available online at omahasteaks.com, so your listeners do not have to remember every single one of them. They can just
go online
and find them. But
cool.
So you want to start out by cleaning your grill and preheating it to high. You want to lightly oil and season the steaks before you put them on the grill. The oiling helps with the searing process because it burns a little bit faster than the outside of the meat, so it creates a really quick sear. And now here's a rookie mistake a lot of people make. They use a fork to turn their meat. Never, ever use a fork. Always use tongs or a spatula. You don't want to damage the meat. You don't want to pierce it and let out all the juices, right?
Smart.
Now, you want to use the 60-40 grilling method for grilling the steak. That means you grill it for 60% of the desired time on the first side and 40% of the desired time on the second side. Now, you're probably going to say to me, Todd.
Hold on. I want to stop you right there because you're going really fast. Give me that one more time because that's important. What is that one again?
So the 60-40 method. So you have to figure out how long you want to grill the steak for. Let's say you figured out it's going to take 8 minutes. You want to do 60% of the time on the first side, which would be about 5 minutes, and then the remaining 3 minutes on the second side, flipping it once in between.
Okay.
Now, how do you know how long to cook the steak for? Now, and the answer is, well, that depends. But in every Omaha Steaks box, we have a steak cooking chart that helps you figure that out. You can also go to our website, omahasteaks.com, to figure that out. Or you can download our app. It's called Steak Time. You can find it in the iOS and Android app store.
Nice.
Good.
And it has, so Steak Time, just search for Steak Time or Omaha Steaks. Steak Time has the best steak timer in the universe. And here's what it does. You program in the doneness and thickness of the steaks you're doing. So like my wife, she likes her steak well done. My kids like them medium rare. I like them rare. So I program in each one of those steaks, how the doneness and the thickness. The app will tell you when to put the steaks on the grill, when to flip the steaks, so that they all come off at the same time, which is perfect around my house because otherwise I'd be having a cold steak waiting for my wife's well-done steak to get done. So definitely use the 60-40 method, and you can figure that out by using the app Steak Time, which you can download in either of the app stores.
I'm downloading right now.
That is so brilliant.
I will tell you, Todd, the product is incredible. We're very, very excited to have you on the Mike O'Mara Show, and I want to mention to our listeners right now that we have a fabulous deal that's going on for our listeners where you get 80% off Omaha Steaks Father's Day package, $49.99 with incredible products in there, the filet mignon, the chopped sirloin, chicken fried steak, boneless pork chops, all beef Omaha Steak burgers, and you get it by going to omahasteaks.com and typing in TMOS in the search bar. Add Father's Day package to your cart, only $49.99. It's a busy time of year. You're very nice to give us your time, Todd, and keep up the great work. It's incredible stuff, a wonderful product, and we're really pleased to be associated with it.
Well, I'm thrilled to be with you guys. Happy Father's Day. Happy summer grilling. And let's talk again soon.
Perfect. Thank you, Todd Simon.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
That.
Thank you.
Take care.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.